Queensland's new Agriculture Minister, Leanne Donaldson, has made her maiden announcement, and it's for funding for pest and weed programs. The minister has just been in Western Queensland as part of a listening tour where wild dogs were high on the agenda.
Look, I think a message that's come through loud and clear is wild dogs and feral pest management. Kangaroos, I guess, as well, the thousands of kangaroos that seem to be making life difficult around grazing. So, there certainly are some pest management issues that really do need to be dealt with. And, I can say, the $5 million from the state and the $10 million from the Commonwealth Government, to go to feral pest management. But in the new year, I'm really looking forward to seeing more fences go up, in preparation for when the drought, does finally end and have some forward footing on restocking without the worry of wild dogs then wiping out, the newly stocked paddocks.
Of the $15 million, the majority is going towards cluster fencing programs. A number of regional councils, including the Southern Downs, Gundawindi and Maranoa regional councils, as well as the Quilpieshire Council, will benefit from the funding. But one of the big winners includes the Southwest NRM Group, who will receive $6 million to assist landholders with cluster fencing. Chairman Mark O'Brien says it's no surprise his organisation takes a large chunk of the funding, as it's been instrumental in developing cluster fencing.
I mean, in the sense, fencing's not new. It's what we know we should be doing all along. But the concept and the modelling is very specifically being developed by Southwest NRM, so this is probably a recognition of work we have already done. But secondly, one of the criteria that the committee considered seriously was where are the dogs the worst and where is the sheep and wool industry likely to benefit the most if we do this work? So it stands to reason that particularly in the shires of Murway and Paroo, a bit in Quilpie and certainly a bit over in the Boulogne Shire, certainly in our part of the world, that would be where a focus should be.
Mr O'Brien says they've already had success with cluster fencing and this funding will go to continue that.
This will end up becoming a lot of fencing. A small amount of the money is going to be used for monitoring, and it's no good putting this sort of money into something and then hoping that it worked. We need to monitor it and see at the end that it did work, and if it did, we could then reasonably argue that we ought to get more funding. We are hearing already that dog numbers have been able to be managed much better with inside some clusters. We have heard properties that have in 1 year gone from lambing rates of 15 to 80%. So the proof is in the pudding. We're seeing some fantastic environmental results on the ground, seeing koalas in places we haven't seen them for a long, long time. All sorts of great results are coming out of this.
Mark O'Brien from Southwest NRM. It's those sorts of results that the Central West Queensland Remote Area Planning and Development Board would like to see with their $5.25 million that they've received. CEO David Arnold explains the process now for getting funding rolling out.
We'll establish a reference panel to oversee applications. What will happen, we will call for applications. We'll go through an assessment process overseen by a technical reference panel. From there, obviously, successful clusters at some point will be chosen.
What does that mean for graziers in the meantime who have put in an expression of interest?
We would hope from a time frame that we really would like to see ourselves calling for applications early in the new year and hopefully with a four-week turnaround. But they have to be completely aware a cluster is a legally binding agreement between the members of the cluster themselves. So they have to form a legal entity. So when it rolls out, it will be rapid signing a legally binding agreement with an entity, and that entity is the consortium of the landholders. So that cluster really has to get their advice there and be fully conversant with that particular criteria.
Now, I understand that RAPID had more than 30 expressions of interest submitted to it. How far will this $5.25 million go when it comes to approving projects?
In the scenario that everyone who'd placed an EOI, that's the roughly 30 applied, we certainly wouldn't have the dollars. And I've said that before publicly, and the chairman said that before. There's certainly not enough dollars to go around if everyone applied. So we will continue to lobby the government for this to be a rolling, call it a rolling fund. That's always been our position. We certainly hope this is only the start of a rolling program over several years.
When would you hope to see some posts in the ground?
I would really like to think we are talking to successful clusters by late February, March,